This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know, you've got a lot of assorted bad guys out there. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you Mrs. Stephanie Joy here today and Mr. Bradley Dean soon to follow. But before we get over to Bradley, I wanted to kind of go over with you guys a few things here. You know, usually at the end of our program, the Sons of Liberty, we always do kind of an ask. And we say, listen, this is what we're doing. We're preaching the truth from the housetops. We are reaching this next generation. We are shouting it from the housetops. What's going on in our country today, giving you the truth that you're not going to see through the mainstream media. And of course, to be able to do what we do, we need to have the support of faithful listeners such as you, you sons and daughters of liberty out there. But we're going to switch things up today. And instead of doing that ask at the end, we're going to start out by doing it right here in the very beginning. And I'd like to share with you just a few Christian giving stats that will probably shock you. Did you know that 91% of all Christian outreach / evangelism does not, and I repeat, does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians? Now, I don't know how that makes sense. I don't know why we'd want to go to Mexico and teach them Spanish.
They've been doing that for years.
Absolutely. So, did you know that the Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion, $213 billion is given to Christian causes? Now, $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions, but this is the kicker. 87% of which goes to work being done among the already Christian people. Yeah. So 12% goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians.
So wait a second. So the money's going to the do-nothings to give to the do-nothings so they can justify themselves as to why they do nothing.
Well, I thought that our whole aim in life was to seek and save that which is lost.
No, it's to build a new building project,
right.
Have nicer seats, nice carpet, new air conditioning. No, I mean, just to basically pat them on the back and tell them everything is okay and go back to sleep. We're okay.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, you know, that's obvious.
Isaiah 30.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And of course, you're being facetious here. But at the end of this, it says 1% of money goes to the unevangelized. And lastly,
Say that again. I want people to hear what we're talking about. Say that again.
Okay, so I'm going to get the whole thing so we can get all
the
one.
No, just the last point that you just made.
1% among the unevangelized. So lastly, less than a half.
Wait, but when I'm giving my money to a church, isn't that the purpose is to evangelize? I mean, we're all called to do the work of an evangelist. So you're telling me less than 1% of the money going into the church is actually going to the cause in which it was given.
Exactly.
I mean, this is crazy. Did you get to the U stats, that less than 0.5% of 1%?
That's where I'm on right now.
Of all the money that goes to the young people, less than 0.5% of 1% goes to our young people.
That's right, exactly, and goes to youth causes. Now, I want to talk about that a little bit because we here at the Sons of Liberty, we are about seeking and saving that which is lost. We are about going to people who do not know Christ, have no hope, no light, no truth. That's why we're here, is to bring the light of truth through the Holy Ghost. I want to give you just one example of this. we recently did, well, a few years ago, we did a, I'll just basically read the letter. It's a training center for a juvenile prison for young people.
South Dakota?
That's right. So we're not just going to church youth groups and, you know, singing a few songs and giving them a nice, happy little sermon they can feel good about themselves and do nothing to the world around them.
Yeah.
This is what the letter had to say after we were done speaking to these young people. It says, Dear Sons of Liberty, thank you for coming out to the South Dakota State Training School and Juvenile Prison in Plankton.
Now, wait a second. Isn't that where that little godfather, he was 18 years old, they had two guards standing next to him. These are the hardened of the hardens, folks. And really what it is the young people playing the correctional facility. But keep in mind, the correctional facility makes $64 billion a year. It's a moneymaker because it works off of slave labor. But this is my point. I remember going in there, just so you can understand, to paint the picture a little bit. I remember they took this little godfather, 18 years old, sat him down in the chair. And I remember when we were sitting there, I was sitting right across from him, and I was confronting him with the hard word of God. Okay, we weren't there to play games. We wanted him to understand, it's not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. And if that hammer happens to fall on your head, punk, it's going to fall there. And I remember the guard looking at me saying, be careful, be careful. I said, you know what, just so you understand, to the guard, okay, I'm not here so he can play me the way that he's playing you. If this young godfather, as you call him, so has the internal fortitude to make a move against me, I'm not worried about it. You better start telling your little godfather here to watch out for what's going on here, because I didn't come there to play games. And see, that's the problem with the young people, regardless if it's in the correctional institutions, or if it's in the church, or if it's in the schools, or if it's at home. The young people have been taught to dominate the parents.
Exactly.
To dominate the elder. Well, that's not what we've ever done. And nor have we ever budged from our purpose. We are holding that sword in our hand. And folks, those that are hardened or those that are broken, law to the proud, grace to the humble, they understand that this is the real deal when we walk in the door in Jesus' name.
That's right. And you see judgment turned backwards, even among movies and entertainment today. You always see where the kids are wearing the pants and they tell their parents what to do, so on and so forth. We're not here to do that. We're here to speak the truth. And this is what the guy had to say, the chaplain there, after we left. He said, thank you for coming to the South Dakota State Training School and juvenile prison in Plankton. These kids are still walking around in a buzz from the clear, bold, and to-the-point message you gave them. You presented a no-compromise gospel balance with law and grace. They seem to have a new outlook on God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Talking to them in a language and style that they understand, without a bunch of useless religious terminology and cheap grace, was extremely effective and potentially life-changing. Junkyard Prophet is extremely good. The music really got their attention. Your sound crew is awesome too. For a ministry and band of such a magnitude to travel 6 hours, we do this stuff all the time,
yep,
to travel 6 hours to do a concert for 50 to 60 kids really shows where your hearts are
where
at.
Where we had to raise the money.
Yeah, we've traveled.
Because the church wasn't willing to help us, friends. That's what you need to understand. The church is not willing to do what it's called to do because they have a misconception of what the gospel is. They have forgotten that 11 of the 12 apostles were martyred. They've forgotten that the leader of the captain of their salvation, the shepherd of the sheep, was actually crucified. See, they want a different version. They want a modern gospel version of what it is to just stay put, to live under a false grace, to feed on a false grace. Well, the fact of the matter is, when you understand what the word says, you're about the work of the Lord's hands, doing the same things he did. And furthermore, it was Jesus that said, as he showed him his hands and his feet after the crucifixion, he said to his disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I send you.
That's exactly right. So he said, it's obvious that you are in it for the kids and not in it for the money. I can read the second half when we come back after this break.
Okay, cool. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to be talking about part two. Are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? We're going to get to that in just a moment. Good stuff. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, my Twitter account, for what it's worth. Twitter is pretty much worthless is what I find. But you can go over and check it out on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. And at any time, you can call us at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, when it comes to constitutional government, the whole left, right, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, even Christian, secular paradigms are, for the most part, an illusion. And over the last century, conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats, Christians and secularists have collectively jettisoned constitutional government in a favor of a welfare state, a warfare state, a nanny state, and a police state. I have some thoughts to some of the comments that have been shot at me concerning the things that I've been calling Donald Trump out for, as well as Hillary Clinton. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Back to Stephanie.
All right. For those of you who just tuned in, I am reading this letter from a juvenile prison that we went to, the response of the chaplain once we left. The second half goes as follows. He said, you know, it's obvious that you are in it for the kids because we drove 6 hours to
do this. You mean 360 high schools later?
Exactly. Yeah. We're in it for the kids.
How many colleges?
A lot.
And it's not just for the kids. It's not like Trix cereal. It's not just for kids anymore.
Right.
I mean, how many tea parties have we done?
Right, exactly. But I think the point is we are reaching into the hearts of the next generation because they're so often forgot about. And if we don't reach into them, somebody else will reach them.
Well, the government's illegally doing that.
That's exactly right. So this is what he had to say. Thank you for doing a second full program for the neighboring Plankinton High School as well. With the burning down of their school and all that's happened, I believe you are a bright spot in a tough year for them. I could see the kids loved it. And many teachers have approached me with thanks that you came. Though it was a long and exhaustive day, most of our days are, with a bump or two in the head, you really imitated Christ with your compassion and taking extra time by talking with individual kids. You are making a difference in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, that sounds like Luke 2 and it sounds like John 1. He is the light of men. And going over to Luke 2, that he was set forth as a light in a dark place. It's interesting to see and hear the responses of the people across the country. Again, it's not just for high school students. It's not just for college students. But it's the older generation as well. So it's not the superintendent. It's the principals that are responding in like fashion.
But the teachers.
Exactly right. They're finding their faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Most High God and not in the wisdom of men's words, 1 Corinthians 2:5. And that's exactly where they're supposed to find it, because if we can talk them into it, they can be talked out of it. And I like to say that if God puts something in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. So, Steph, why are we talking about this right now? Well, besides the fact that every show, you get about less than 5 seconds at the end of the show.
Go quick. Okay. Well, I think the thing is, it's important to go over some of these statistics specifically, because I don't think people are aware of how much funding does not go into this next generation. We know, you know, you see so many times people say, oh, those kids today are, you know, they're just mindless. They're always on their iPads, their video games, this, that. Listen, we need to invest in them because they are the future. This ministry is not just going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish.
We're not doing that at all.
Well, yeah, of course, we'll speak to anyone. And of course, Christian kids need to hear more truth too as well, because a lot of them think they're okay and they're not. Yeah. But our goal is to seek and save that which is lost. Coming up here in August, for example, we're going to spend basically 2 weeks, 12 days from 9 in the morning till 9 at night at the Minnesota State Fair, where you're going to get heathens, atheists, God haters. You will get fellow believers, so on and so forth. But we're in the darkest places shining the light of God's truth. But people need to know that doesn't just happen. We need the support of sons and daughters of liberty out there, people who see the need out there in our nation today. And it doesn't take long for you to look to say, oh my goodness, something must be done in our country. And people who are willing to bring forth the truth and speak the truth. A lot of people see the problems, but they don't really do anything about them. We here in this ministry, we are being doers of the word and not hearers only, and we are reaching out to this next generation. But like you said, Bradley, it's both young and old, and we need your support. So many of you have maybe heard this asked before for 30 seconds. They thought, well, that's nice. They do it at the end of the program.
Guys are probably making a lot of money, like these politicians. If it's not Marco Rubio, it's Ron Paul. If it's not Ron Paul, it's Rand Paul. If it's not Rand Paul, it's Trey Gowdy making $1 million less than 15 hours after an ask.
Yeah, here's our big money bomb, and we need this and that and the other thing.
And they're already getting paid by our tax dollars.
And we see where the politicians have left us.
That's
so
right.
We are investing in what really matters, which is the hearts of young and old. So please do support this work. It is literally as simple as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, whichever one you prefer. You click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There's different levels of membership. You can clearly see what you would be committing to on a monthly basis and just say, hey, I'd like to sign up. Plug in the credit card information. Everything is secured, donor secured. And you can go ahead and feel free to be a part of the answers, not just the problems. If you're sick and tired of complaining about it on Facebook, to your coworkers, to your family, let's start doing something and help us to get out there and reach more people and do more. So,
well,
sincerely,
we have been doing it for 20 years.
Oh,
and we're somewhere every month in the United States. We were just in Alaska, then Los Angeles, then Nashville. I don't know what we have up and
our
coming this next month.
Our backyard is coming up here in August for 12 days, and then we're going to be in California
folks,
after that.
We have the opportunity of reaching millions of people throughout that 12 days, and we are handing out thousands of tracts. And by the way, we're not handing them out and walking away or dropping them off on the toilet and hoping that somebody will read it. No. We're standing in the aisles as people are walking by, and we're going up to these people. We're having fun with them. We're reasoning with them, and what we begin to do is preach law to grace so they can understand that the law is a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ where it can do no more, as it drives men to the foot of the cross, and then they put their faith in Jesus Christ. Going again back to Acts 20, verse 21. But it's such a huge opportunity. As I said yesterday on the radio show concerning what's going on in this country, hey, folks, we got all these illegal people coming into this country. Well, first of all, we need to take responsibility before God, repent, and then we need to deal with corruption in government, first in the church, and then what we need to do is has all these illegals coming in right now before we ship them back out. We need to preach the gospel to them because we have such a huge opportunity to get to these people. And by the way, the Muslims in droves are coming to Jesus Christ. What a better opportunity to do the stuff, folks. And talking about causing it to backfire in the face of the enemy, folks, there's no better way to do it than to bring the gospel to them.
Yeah, and I like to say, too, this is nothing that we just do at events. I mean, literally, we're out grocery shopping. You're any place at a store. We are constantly, Bradley's just witnessing to a bunch of, speaking of illegals, a bunch of Mexicans a couple days ago, so a Muslim lady, so on and so forth.
She didn't like that very much.
No, she didn't. She?
Folks, we were at a mall, and I walked up to this lady, and I said, I'm going to go get this lady over here. And she was a Muslim.
In her garb.
And to be quite honest with you, folks, I'm offended by many of these Muslims because of the way they're dressed up, their attitude, their spirit, they're anti-American, folks. They have this, many of them have the spirit of murder on them because that's what they came from. But this one in particular, I went up to her. I was pinking and blueing her. I can show you this if you're on DeCast right now. And as I'm pinking and blueing her, she looked at me like she wanted to tear my head off. And if she had a machete, she probably would have did that, or at least she would have tried. And I handed to her both tracks, and as I handed them to her, she said, "What's this for?" In her broken English. I said, "This is something you need to read. This is something for you. I'm giving this to you." She was almost taken back that I was giving her something.
Yep.
But she was very rude in the process, and I didn't care about that. You know. To be honest with you, the rudest people when you're tracking them is white folks.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really sad.
It's like,
and the adults,
yeah.
It's like they're above the gospel or something, and their life shows you how they live outside of the gospel for the most part. But the fact of the matter is, we're in the face of people all the time. We're in the battle we're in the ring all of the time, and it's that important that we stay there, because the minute we get out of there, guess what's going to happen, friends? You fall away from the faith real quick. As a matter of fact, remember King David, when it was the season for kings to be in battle, he pulled away from his duty before God, and what happened? He fell in a whole lot of trouble with Uriah and Bathsheba.
That's right.
And it carried on through the rest of his life. So we always mean to stay in the middle of the warfare, because that's where it really matters. If you want to find the Lord, you're going to have to step out in deep waters, friends. And I want to tell you what, this ministry is always going there.
That's right. So please do consider, you know, if you've heard this before, consider going there right now. Take a peek at it and say, listen, where else in America are you hearing the truth preached like this? Are you hearing this in your local, you know, churches? Are you hearing this on local radio stations? Are you hearing this through other ministries? If you are not hearing the truth being preached, you know, I hear people tell me, oh, I wish everyone could hear this. Well, everyone can hear this, but we need to do the job and get the job done, and we cannot seriously do what we do without the support of faithful people who want to see America restored, not change, restored back the founding principles that made it great, going back to the Bible and the Constitution. So again, one more time, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the level of membership that's right for you, and maybe even be stretched. The Lord could be calling you to do something even greater, and support this work to reach out to as many people, both nationally and internationally, as possible.
Well, we got some pretty cool things coming up, but we won't let that
out of the bag yet?
Out of the bag. I was going to say, we're not going to allow that baby to be birthed before it's time.
That's right.
So we'll be sharing with you listeners up and coming events and our outreach in a massive scale, in a greater scale, concerning a younger demographic in this country, because on a daily basis, 6 days a week, we're actually preaching from the housetops to over 55 outlets in the United States of America, as into 53 countries. So we're doing this stuff. We're being spent for the purpose, friends, because we believe that we're going to get to the end of this on the other side, because our hope is found in Christ, and we know that hope is. Hope is always found in the truth, and what you do with that truth, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Okay, so here's the deal. Stephanie writes an article last week called Donald Trump is not the savior of America. He is not. If we look back to our forefathers, we can understand through what they wrote, and we can understand by the fruit of what our forefathers actually planted as to who we are and where we came from. We know that we're a Christian nation. We're just not going to get away from that. Now, in saying that, what happens is adults that are caught up into the system that are playing and being played by the same political, corrupt political system, might I add, they're caught up into the game, and they don't want to be called out for their favorite politician. So when I'm calling out Donald Trump and I'm calling out Hillary Clinton for their adultery, for murder, for corruption, for being married three times, for doing this, that, and the other thing, what people are really doing when they're taking shots back at me, they're really protecting their favorite candidate because that candidate best represents who they are and what it is that they want. In other words, they want to go on in their sin and remain in their sin. They don't want to have to repent. They don't want to have to change. They just want to keep playing the dupes of ill-designing men. And that's exactly, by the way, what they do. And when they do that, again, they don't like being called out. But let me ask you the question. What's worse? when you begin to look at a corrupt system, and you know, friends, by the way, it's corrupt from A to Z. But what's worse, when you hear of these people complaining about the fact that you're calling out their favorite politicians for their corruption and their sin before a just and a holy God, they say to me, this is what I get to hear. They say, well, Bradley, you know, a no vote for Donald Trump is a sure vote for Hillary Clinton. Well, wait, let's say that again. Okay, wait a second. I told you over and over and over again that you're being played the dupes of ill-designing men by a political system that is corrupt from the top to the bottom, and you already know that. You're given the options of the options that have been served up to you, the ones that the establishment wanted to be served up to you, not real presidential candidates that the people wanted. No, they didn't want that. They delivered up who they wanted to deliver up. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, which one makes sense? Bradley, when you are deterring people from Donald Trump, you're giving it over to Hillary Clinton. No, Hillary Clinton is a criminal and she is illegitimate. She belongs in prison. As a matter of fact, the cost of treason is death, friends, and she's committed the act of treason towards the American people time and time and time and time again, just like her husband has. Okay? So I'm not legitimizing Hillary Clinton, and I'm not legitimizing a communist criminal concerning Bernie Sanders. I'm just not going there. See, so when they say, well, when you're not voting for or not supporting Mr. Donald Trump, then you're handing over the votes over to Hillary Clinton. Are you not paying attention to the things that you're saying, friends? Are you not paying attention to the hypocrisies in which you're proposing that everybody else should fall in line with and sin furthermore before a just and a holy God? Because I'm not going down that road to make you happy, to cause you to turn on the sonsoflibertyradio.com on a daily basis. I'm not a man pleaser. I'm not here to appease you, friends. Because I didn't receive the revelation from man. I received it from Jesus Christ. And the Word of God tells me exactly what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it. And I am not going to deter from the Word of God because you don't like it. But again, I want you to listen carefully as to how you lay your accusations against a guy like me. Well, if you don't support Donald Trump, you're handing those votes over to none other than Hillary Clinton. No, see, folks, you've already drank the Kool-Aid. You've already taken the bait. The smart fish don't bite onto the bait, but you have bitten onto it because you haven't looked to the past to understand that this is how this corrupt political operation goes on decade after decade because the American people don't pay attention. I'm not supporting Donald Trump because he is advocating what God condemns. And I am not going to stand guilty before God to help him along because you would so have me do it. My name is not Aaron. I'm not going to take your gold and your silver and make a golden calf and say, these are our gods that go before us. Donald Trump didn't deliver you. Donald Trump didn't send his son to die on the cross for the sins of the world or to be the propitiation for the sins of the world. My father did that in Jesus' name. And it was Jesus Christ that died on Calvary, not Donald Trump and not his son. Now, there may be good things about Donald Trump. That's great. There may be good things about Donald Trump. He's probably a pretty cool guy. But you know what? When I look at when I'm in an airport or a depot, a train or a bus depot, or if I'm eating somewhere and television is on and I look at Hillary Clinton, if I didn't know the difference, if I didn't pull the curtain back on her, I would look at her and say, she's a pretty cool lady. Folks, she's a criminal. And when you look at Donald Trump, folks, he's advocating the same things that Hillary Clinton, that everybody supposedly hates. He's advocating the same things in which God condemns. See, the condemnation is to those that are outside of Christ Jesus, not within. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. I'm not going to condemn myself to appease man. And for those that are out there caught up into the game, again, being played by the dupes of ill-designing men, I want you to understand that if you think your only options are Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you haven't learned a thing, have you? You have not learned one thing. And I want to tell you why you haven't learned one thing. It's because you're willfully ignorant. You're willfully ignorant of the past. And you can care less about your future posterity by correcting the present by looking to the past, but you fail to do that because you don't want to take responsibility. That's your problem. And yes, you will answer for that on Judgment Day. That is your problem. And maybe even in this life when the younger generation, namely our posterity, catch on to the fact that you could care less about them either way. Because that's the fruit of the older generation right now, is you, for the most part, could care less about the young people in this country. I'm not going down that road. No matter what I have to endure, by the grace of God, I'm not moving in Jesus' name. And if it's because you like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump over the other ones, you better look at their track record, friends, because they're both advocating the same things. And furthermore, those that put those two candidates as an option for you to pick from, they win either way. And I almost feel like saying, how stupid can you really be, friends? How stupid can you really be? Because they win either way. And they're having a lot of problems with Hillary Clinton right now. And by the way, to lead by opposition is exactly what's happening in this country right now. The establishment that you're complaining about are saying, hey, it doesn't matter who becomes the president next, because both of them are in our pocket. And just to share with you that I didn't say that. Bill Clinton said that. He said there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. First of all, he said that in the 90s. And secondly, yes, there is a shadow government. And secondly, but you know what? That shadow government can be blown away if you become the law that you're called to be. Remember, Einstein said the strength of the Constitution lies within the people and their willingness to enforce it. You are the law, America. And you know what? You've heard that saying, mob rules. It really does. But let that mob be righteous. Let it be a discontented man before the God of Israel in Jesus' name. Church, you want a revival? There first needs to be an awakening. You want a revival? There first needs to be an awakening to the fact that men are dead in their sin. Because until you realize that you are nothing, God will be nothing in your life. Now, going back to my point, friends, remember Franklin D. Roosevelt, the president back in the 30s, said that presidents are not elected, they're selected. I'm just setting this straight. And what's really sad to see what's going on in our country today, friends, is you see a bunch of church leaders. I've always told you, the higher I go up, the more I understand why we're in trouble today. It's because of their compromise. And what is compromise? Compromise is when two people get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. You're seeing the likes of none other than Jerry Falwell Jr. endorsing Donald Trump. You see none other than Franklin Graham. You see none other than Tony Perkins. You see none other, folks, James Dobson. This is why you're in trouble, because they haven't learned either. See, they've lived in the days of prosperity, where prosperity has killed their tens of thousands. Why is that? Because they have left off God in their prosperity, because they forgot the God that gave the prosperity in the first place. Read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. See, we need to simply, and I'm saying this as a friend to a friend, you need to get away from the political corrupt system, friends, that has been playing you for decades. When you crash that system, you're going to actually have real candidates, but not until then. But even with that, trust not in the arm of the flesh. Cursed is that man, the Bible tells us, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Yet we trust in the Lord first and foremost, and then we get involved, and then we get our candidates, right? And then we put them in line. I have this analogy, and I might just share it with you really quick, because I think it's appropriate, and it's very timely, and I've given this analogy before, and I want you to pick the next world leader. Now, friends, I want to say this too. I want to talk about, are we as asleep as the Germans were in the 30s? I want to get to that. I might not be able to get to that today, but I got 2 hours tomorrow from 2 to 4. I'm live, Central Standard Time. So let's pick that up tomorrow. Let me finish this out, because I'm on a bunny trail right now, and I feel that people are pulling on me right now, and you need to hear the severity of what's taking place. I want you to pick the next world leader, okay? It's time to elect a new world leader, and your vote counts. Here are the facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. I want to see if you can be fooled. Because, friends, I guarantee you, after candidate A, B, and C, I guarantee you, friends, if you haven't heard this before, you're probably going to pick the same guy that I did. And if I had a big horn right here, I would set it off. What does that mean? Well, you're going to have to find out. Other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Throwing some analogies. Folks, these are all true, by the way. I want you to pick the next world leader, and it's time for you to elect the next world leader. Let's talk about the United States, but we're using a world leader because we're using different candidates worldwide, okay? Here's candidate A. You're picking the next leader, friends, just to show you you can be duped. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Okay? Do you want him to be the next president of the United States of America? Do you? Do you want him to be the next president of the United States of America, friends? He associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses. He cheats on his wife. He chain smokes. He drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Sounds like a real temperate human being, doesn't he? Here's candidate B. You're to pick the next leader, friends. He was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college and drinks a quart of whiskey every single evening. Maybe this guy needed to read 1 Corinthians 6:9, drunkard shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Again, he's kicked out of office twice, probably for dereliction of duty. He sleeps until noon. He's a lazy bum, or he's a night owl, one of the two. He used opium in college and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Okay? Are you going to pick that guy? Or what about this one? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. Whoa, cool. He's a vegetarian. Eh. He doesn't smoke. Oh, he cares enough about himself. Drinks an occasional beer and has never had any extramarital affairs. Now, after pondering these three candidates, which one did you choose? Candidate A, candidate B, or candidate C? Now, just to show you that you can be fooled, candidate A is none other than Franklin D. Roosevelt. Okay? He was the one that associated with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists, he's had two mistresses, he chain smoked and he drank 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Okay? Candidate B is Winston Churchill. Whoa! I know people like to put him up as a great man. Isn't it interesting how Scripture tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God? Isn't it interesting how these people have to make statues of themselves and how they have to have a street named after themselves or a museum? You need to keep in mind, friends, it was William Wallace who actually dealt with a corrupt king back in the 13th century named Longshanks. It was said during that was a true story too, by the way. But it was said during that movie, that actual happening, true story of Braveheart, history is written by men who hung heroes. Right on. History is written by men who hung heroes. That's why you always have to go back to the Word of God. Because those are the ones that were crucified. You need to understand the Bible is a blood-bought document in the natural and first in the spiritual. And by the way, friends, so are the enumerated laws found in your Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. You are a blood-bought people, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Okay? Going back to Candidate C. If you picked Candidate C as I did, you picked none other than Adolf Hitler himself. Look how they put him up, friends. Remember what I told you yesterday? Truth is always the first casualty in war. Well, they had to omit the truth and create the lie. He's a decorated war hero. Folks, he was a murderer. He wrote Mein Kampf in prison for murder. Okay, that's why he was in prison. He was a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never had any extramarital affairs. Man, they put him up to be a moral guy. And by the way, the United States of America even put him up as the Man of the Year. Again, as I shared with you yesterday, Time Life magazine in 1938. See, this is why, America, you've had warning signs for a long time that you have a corrupt system, namely through the media in this country, and it's been corrupt for a long, 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 long time. Long time. They had Adolf Hitler as the Man of the Year. Scripture tells us, be not deceived, led astray. It is Satan who disguised himself as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. And keep in mind, it was Jesus that said over and over again, be not deceived. You know what the fact of the matter is? Going back to my point with Hillary and none other than Donald Trump, hey folks, I got a question for you. Either you have your eyes closed or you don't want to see the fruit concerning Donald Trump. And folks, that is idolatry. Because again, keep in mind, he is advocating the same things that Hillary Clinton. Folks, either Hillary or Donald, they win. You need to understand that. When the American people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, they'll win. But not until then. Hopefully. And I say that because, again, I believe that we're going to get to the other side of this, but what we have to do is take responsibility, and we have to take the issues at hand very seriously, because we are dealing with people that are running for the President of the United States that are very immoral. And if they're very immoral, friends, that should tell you a whole lot. Hey, and by the way, you're complaining about immorality in your government. The problem that you're having, if you're calling your local politician or your congressman or your senator a corrupt individual, what makes them corrupt? They're immoral. They're violating God's moral law. You're in agreement with God. So how is it that you're going to exchange one tyrant for another one? See, and again, going back to what I originally said, if you'd think about it, You would realize that you're straining at a gnat while you're swallowing the big stinking camel. How does it taste? Well, Bradley, if you don't vote for Donald Trump, then you're just giving a vote over to Hillary Clinton. Really? I'm that stupid, huh? Well, friends, now you understand why I say they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And apparently, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again because the American people have given them just permission by playing the dupes, the stooges, to ill-designing men that are laughing at them on a 24/7 basis, 365. Just tell them this, they'll believe it. I mean, we just found this out just last week concerning Hillary's gun control initiative. Here you have a criminal running for the president, tearing down the Constitution and recreating it in her own image as if to say that she wants no more guns into the hands of the American. It's not for her to decide that. We have the Bill of Rights, Amendment 2. We know what it says. Hey, folks, don't disarm. Did you hear what I said? Do not disarm. Because when you do not disarm, you're not the one breaking the laws. Those that are trying to disarm you are. Do not disarm. You don't have to disarm. You have rights, not privileges. Okay, that's a different show. I want to go to the responsibility of the church, if I might. And we had a caller last week who had brought this to my attention. I'd written on this in the past, and I want to bring it up again because it's very applicable to this conversation. Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. Okay? Finney said, if immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there's decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, it's the pulpit that's responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, remember, it's the pulpit that is responsible for it. Wasn't it John Adams that rightly said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Yeah, why, in fact, it was him. Does that give others outside of the church a license to go ahead and do what they want to do? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hey, folks, they got the same Bible, too. Then go ahead and blame all the Christian hypocrites that they want, which is a lack of Christianity. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. They can go ahead and try to find faults with everybody else in the professed church all they want, but they're called to right the wrongs just like the hypocrites are. But if the hypocrites aren't going to take responsibility, then why don't you do it? And if you don't do it, you're just as guilty as those that are you're just as guilty as the ones that are the hypocrites because you're playing the hypocrite right along with them. Now let me go to James Garfield, President James Garfield, who was also President of the United States 2 times. He was also a preacher, for those that did not know. He said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. Am I telling you not to be a part of politics? No, absolutely. I'm telling you to be a part of it 100%. But start zeroing in on what matters rather than get caught up into the game. That's what I'm telling you to do. Hey, folks, Donald wins. Hillary wins. The establishment in which you're complaining about wins again. Okay? It doesn't matter. Okay? Don't strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. It looks real stupid. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is your soul immortal? I was taught that when you die, it was either eternal bliss in heaven or eternal torment in hell. What if you found out that your soul isn't immortal and that it can die? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers, straight from the Bible. Find out who's really immortal at thebiblesaysthat.org.